From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Wednesday, August 30th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sol. Three things to know today. Generative AI, is it a new frontier or a missed opportunity for MSPs and VARs? Strong confidence, but EBITDA woes, the dichotomy in the MSP landscape. And from AI-powered meeting assistants to cybersecurity, Google and OpenAI gear up. This is the Business of Tech. Eureka Process is now a Gazinta company. Eureka Process, the consulting team focused on you streamlining your MSP, is now part of Gazinta, the SaaS company focused on empathy and getting shit done quickly and correctly. What does that mean? First, Gazinta Mobius customers will get even better customer support for their products. The Eureka team will be looking at ways to deliver better customer support and give their thoughts on how to make the products better. It also means that you can come to Gazinta for more of your consulting needs when you want to own a business, not be owned by your business. Process Consulting will give you the freedom you need. Visit gazinta.com/Eureka to learn more. A recent survey by Pew Research found that only about 18% of Americans have ever used ChatGPT, with men, those 18 to 29, and the college-educated being more likely to have used it. More people reported using it for entertainment or to learn something than for work. That survey also found that 52% of Americans are more concerned than excited about the increasing use of artificial intelligence, up 14 points since December. The more people know about AI, the more uneasy they feel, with anxiety outweighing enthusiasm among those who have heard much about AI. Younger Americans tend to be more optimistic about AI than their older counterparts, with 42% of 18 to 29-year-olds more concerned and 17% more excited, compared to 61% of adults aged 65 and over who are primarily concerned. And among all that concern, from a Corversica survey, while almost 90% of business leaders agree on the importance of clear guidelines for AI ethics and corporate responsibility, only 6% have established such guidelines. According to a report by Canalys, generative AI will be a $158.6 billion opportunity for the channel ecosystem by 2028. With $15.4 billion expected this year alone. The report highlights AI services and AI software development as the two largest revenue opportunities for the channel ecosystem, with other opportunities including advanced data services and reselling, co-selling, and upselling AI products with services. Jay McBain from Canalys believes the opportunities for GSIs or ISVs far surpasses the near-term opportunities for MSPs or VARs, and the biggest risk for generative AI is that it never becomes a product at all. MSPs may be better suited to invest more in security skills and practices over that time frame. The winners in generative AI will become big tech infrastructure consumption, a few hardware components, and a smattering of implementation and integration services on the customer side. Channel partners must prepare by determining their AI strategy and offerings, building expertise in strategic AI partnerships, and investing in ongoing development. Why do we care? There's concern, not broad adoption, but rapid adoption. With that concern, there's an understanding of the need to create guidelines, but no work done yet. There's opportunity. I'll start by saying Jay is probably right. MSPs and VARs may be better suited to putting effort into security. And I wouldn't do that if I was running an MSP today, because I wouldn't want to be running an MSP. I'd want to run a business consulting organization that leverages technology. And while that may be aspirational, that would be my direction. The work of AI ethics, corporate responsibility, and the related business outcomes of the technology look far more profitable and closer to top-line revenue than security. More long-term demand, see above youth-related interest, leads to a longer viability or easier entry at the ground level for the opportunity. Jay is probably right. There's probably more short-term need there. But if it was me, I'll zig while others zag. According to Channel Futures' Partner Market Outlook Q2 survey, MSPs are confident in the health of the IT channel and the U.S. economy, with cybersecurity sales expected to remain strong. Confidence in the IT industry's health was good, with 46% of MSPs reporting strong confidence. About 6% of respondents said in-house use of AI increased more than 50% in Q2, 18 and 11% to 20% increases, 28%, a 1 to 10% increase, and 22% said they didn't use the technology. Channel EDE spoke with Abe Garver, who indicates the MSP and MSSP M&A market is experiencing high demand from private equity buyers, but there is a shortage of acquisition-ready providers. High wages have impacted MSP EBITDA, and higher interest rates have made it difficult for investors to find the right investment. PE firms are looking for ever bigger MSP platforms to invest in and paying cash for deals while looking to add leverage later. Garver cites that MSPs should consider a merger of equals and raising prices to increase valuation and get businesses ready for sale. Why do we care? Hey, it's good news, right? High confidence, increasing customer demand, and viability on the top end for those ready to sell. Even if you're not considering selling your business, building to be prepared to sell is smart. OpenAI has launched ChatGPT Enterprise, a business-focused version of its AI-powered chatbot. The new offering adds enterprise-grade privacy and data analysis capabilities and enhanced performance and customization options. ChatGPT Enterprise is powered by GPT-4 and comes with unlimited access to advanced data analysis. The company says it won't train its AI models on any business data or conversations under the new plan, and that it is SOC 2 compliant. A version for smaller businesses will arrive at some point in the future. OpenAI claims ChatGPT has been adopted by teams in more than 80% of Fortune 500 companies. And not to be outdone, Google Cloud Next is this week. The announcements are extensive. Here are some of the highlights. Google has rolled out its Duet AI assistant across all its workspace apps, including Gmail, Drive, Slides, and Docs. Duet can turn Google Docs outlines into slide decks, generate images, check grammar, find stuff in Drive, and more. Google will charge $30 per user for access to Duet, at least for large organizations, which is the same price Microsoft charges for its AI system, Copilot. Google has introduced new AI-based solutions to enhance the cybersecurity capabilities of its cloud and security solutions. Duet AI has been integrated into key products such as Mandiant Threat Intelligence, Chronicle Security Operations, and Security Commander, to streamline threat detection and security practices. Google DeepMind has released SynthID, an AI watermarking tool that can detect AI-generated images. The watermark is imperceptible to the human eye, but can be easily detected by a dedicated AI detection tool. SynthID is currently available to Google Cloud customers who use the Vertex AI platform and Imogen Image Creator. Google hopes to scale the tool and eventually make it an internet-wide standard for identifying and detecting AI imagery. Google Meet is introducing new AI-powered features, including real-time note-taking, mid-meeting summaries, and the ability for the AI to attend the meeting on your behalf, among other new features. Why do we care? This is a rapid fire of things to be aware of. The theme is that AI is coming into everything your customers use. The time frame here is months, but that's precisely the kind of time to prepare. That's why the announcements are helpful now. See our previous story on the larger opportunity and see how it will hit your customers. Remember, this is just Google and OpenAI. Microsoft gave us their massive list too. Partner Hero is an outsourcing company that goes beyond industry norms to prioritize employee empowerment, career growth, and quality performance. They pay above market salaries and have a management team that includes individuals from the startup world, making them more than just a service provider. They're also a thought partner for startups. With flexible terms to let you scale quickly and offices around the world for global coverage, you get a thought partner for your business with quality assurance baked into every program. You know I believe in outsourcing. It's what IT services is all about. If you're ready to bring in outside customer support help for your startup that feels like it's part of your existing team, check out Partner Hero. Head on over to partnerhero.com/businessoftech to book a free consultation with their solutions team. Mention you heard about Partner Hero from Business of Tech, and they'll waive the setup fee. Thanks for listening. Today, National Beach Day and National Toasted Marshmallow Day. And you can do both on the beach. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.